Mishabura. Sinune Samach Aleph, Sif Beis, Mishabura Sifkot Gimel. So we said, Medishmashas is 3/4 of a mil. Will the Erech Rebbe Shah, which is about 15 minutes. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's 13 and a half minutes. It's approximately 15 minutes. The Benishmoshes really starts as soon as the sun goes below the horizon. As soon as the sun is no longer visible. And then the Benishmoshes extends during that time. As soon as the sun goes below the horizon for another, then this calculation of the 3/4 of a mil. And that's when the 3 medium-sized stars come out. It's considered nighttime. Therefore, we have to be extremely careful not to do any work after the sun has went below the horizon. You can't do malacha during that time. You have to make sure that you finish lighting the nearest before the sun sets. Because immediately Benish Moshe starts. And even that you should not wait to the last moment anyway. So when's appropriate time? When the sun is right above, by the tops of the trees. So it's about to go below, very soon it'll go below the horizon. But you still have time. By Bipurish, half an hour, or at least a third of an hour, 20 minutes before Shkia, you'd be fill all of the Rishonim, including the sheet of the Rebbeim, that the Sharsian says. So, how feel the sheet is Ben Eliezer Mimetz, I feel him Nisper the meal who chopped al minut, so it'll be 18 minutes. V'yetzuzay, even Dina Gam Sezeb Hashab is the Harbor Rechrenim. So, if you're Purish 20 minutes, With the sheet of the Uraim, which that Benish Moshe starts before the sun sets, you say it's 3/4 of a meal before the sun sets, and you assume that a meal is 24 minutes, so 18 minutes plus your prayer is 20 minutes, so you've gotten maybe that's enough to say you've been kind to Sefer Shabbos as well. So half an hour for sure you're good, and even 20 minutes probably you're pretty good. But in your Motzi Shabbos, Ayin Rialocha, Shabbos, Rabbi Shem, and Poiskim. So what about Motzi Shabbos? When can you start doing Malocha? So
3/4 of a mil,
if you assume a mil is 24 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. Motzi Shabbos, Ayin Rialocha, Shabbos, Rabbi Shem, and Poiskim, Nukuliyam, Hashir, the Shoshim, Rabbi Mil, Mishan, Lafi, Amokim, Azman, Ramokim, depends on the time of the year and your latitude. Remember that, but Gemara, Elo, Ba'efik, Bobel, Bisman, Nisim, Tishrei, Shayamim, Halelu, Shavim. The calculations of the more of 3/4 of a mil was discussion of Ba'i, Rob, etc. That was talking about in the Ba'efik of Bobel, latitude of Bobel, and it was during the Nisim and Tishrei time. That the Yomim Relaylas were Shabim, when we come and send us a night to the Tzad Sofen Swain Oilam, we're very close to the north. Mitzarek Harbor Yosef takes much longer. Okay, yes, you're sorry, Moishal Lassus, Moloch, and Monty Shabbos. Av Shinizach is Man Rabbach or Shkia, even though it's quite some time after the Shkia. You cannot do Moloch, Achi Yero, Shosha Kokomim Katanim, Kilkomim Simon, Raisad Gimel Sabez, Vainchem, and Mishabura Bear Loch.
Not Shosha Kokomim, you know.
Okay, so it's a good question, Svi. So the answer is that Mikra Edin Midaraisa Shoshet Kachavim Beinanim is Lila. But regards to Motzi Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch later on says you should wait for Shoshet Kachavim Ketanim, because of Tosefis. So since it takes longer for the Chacham and Ketanim to come out, so you're Mekayim Tosefis Shabbos by waiting for the Chacham and Ketanim. Okay. Bir Lacha points that out over here. Now, what the Bir Lacha, we'll get back to that Bir Lacha. Bir Lacha points out that after all these arguments, the Gemara gives a different siman. The Gemara gives a siman of Laila of Shashu Kacham Ketanim. So, or Benanim Ketanim. What the Bir Lacha wants to build up, that everybody, whether you're Bir Tam or the Groat, everybody agrees that siman is a valid siman. So after all the calculations of time, etc., but if that siman is there, it's Laila. So that'll create a kula in the Rebbeinu Tam Shita. If I can tell you that I went outside and I saw three Kachom Ketanim, so I don't, Mishabura holds, I don't have to worry about the Rebbeinu Tam anymore. Even though I hold like the Rebbeinu Tam Shita. And vice versa, we're not sure exactly how to apply the calculation of the Gra, the Goinim, the Shita. So if you see three Kachom Ketanim, you're good to go. It's a difficult siman nowadays because of light pollution. If you live in a world where there's no light pollution, the three Kachom Ketanim came out much more quickly than it would around here. I'm not sure you'd actually get three Kachom Ketanim Ritzufim. We hold Yini Ritzufim near each other in the sky. The whole night come out. So that's a bit. But
how do you know what Ketanim Gedolim are other than a circular way of the ones that you can see at that time? You need an independent.
You know, they had a Masara for generations. And what, you know, uh-huh. You know, the father takes a son and says, my, those are called Ketanim. The Chazanish actually in Bnei Brak used to still do it by sight. He did it by sight, Kacham Ketanim. He would do Motzei Shabbos based on sight.
So what do you do when it was cloudy?
You wait till actually it's a selfish melibay. It says, if you're not sure, so you wait till you feel confident that enough time has passed that for sure. I mean, if you're familiar in general, how long it normally takes, so you would know how much to wait. Maybe.
What do you think about a father taking a son?
You would, the size of small stars versus medium sized stars. How do you know? You would show your kids, right? And how did you know to show your kids? Because your father showed you. I mean. Your Rebbe showed you.
Small, the size of the star or intensity?
Intensity. Well, we don't intensity. Really see size. It means intensity.
We don't see size. It means intensity. Yeah. Bright stars.
Right. Makadam Alaylo. So it's the Shulchan Aruch sees the Ben Hashemoshes is three quarters of a mil till before Laila eventually comes. Makadam Alaylo. Now, the Ramah says that you have rishus to make this Kabbalah Shabbos not only. Mechaber said you can do Tosefes Shabbos Kabbalah Shabbos early, starting from Shkia until Ben Hashemoshes. The Ramah says you have from Plag. It's a valid Kabbalah. A person cannot do Malach anymore once he's done that, etc. If a person will Kabbalah Shabbos before Plag, it's not considered a valid Kabbalah. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before nighttime. I only have a simulation on the Gimel. The Hu Shaos Mani is an hour and a quarter. It's not fixed hours. But it's halachic hours, chosmanias. The hainu bein shayim oroich oikotzer. Whether the day is long or short, mischalik liyud beischalok can be divided into 12 portions. Mechalik revia, and one of those portions plus another quarter of it, kadam erev hu plaga mincha. That's a plaga mincha, is an hour and a quarter of those type of hours before the erev. Now, Gam kesav no shom the sheyes deyets ben apoyskim im shov revia hazoy who kadem ashkia, who kadem says kachavim. We have a discussion: do we calculate this from seis or from shkia? Okay, then yoredo the b'yevadim kibul alas with the shape to seven shabbos ad shor revia kadem shkia yeshahak mershal alas as malachim. So Mishnah Berurah does not sound so excited about doing it based on the earlier Zman, which is what we all do when we make early Shabbos, relying on the Kabbalah being like the Grov from Shkia. So that's fine. Let's see some Bi'uri Halacha. Take a look over here. Let's start with the one Kadam Alayla. It's on the page 66, all the way to the four lines in the bottom. Laila Nikim and Atar L'Chodar V'Kim Shiro Gimel Kachom Beinanim. So we're not sure exactly when this what's called. I mean, the sun is set according to the Talmud, and there's big stars out, and then the medium starts to come. Once the medium starts to come out, even according to the Talmud, it's Laila. We're not sure exactly what that is. So by gimel revoy mil kadam, that the stars come out, any stars come out, we stop. So according to that, like even according to the time, you're stopping to do malacha pretty shortly after sunset because you're not sure exactly what these stars are. Uposha. Now with that, the fimash yedua shenishtana hashir the del milim lefi oifik wasman kibush eksav nungiel. So now let's do this math over here. The Menachos Kayan, who wrote a kuntres on this, it was an early Akron, said that that even according to the middle time, it's if Lila is three kechavim benin mitaraisus, it means Gimel Revoy Mil is calculated before that. Now we're not sure what stars are called benanim and gedarlim. So once any stars start, we have a suffix Lila. And then Shemosh is before that. So we want to be perished before we see any stars. So, well, he says, fine. Vidad, the Fimash Yerdua, Shinishana Hashir, Dal Minim, the Fiyavik Vizman, we said that Dal Minim of Rabbeinu Tam changes based on the latitude and the time of the year. Like we said before, we see stars before the Dalad Milan. You can't keep working all the way up to the 58 minutes. It's already getting dark. If it's getting dark, you're seeing stars. And it's at least a Suffolk Lila. So when do you stop? So half an hour after sunset, you have to stop doing malacha. The kolah b'yizman in a shmoshes to sefer Shabbos, to moshik sal to sefer chayyot. Kana mazman shergilus tisroos a kachav moishem malka. So we know in general when the stars start to come out. Half an hour before that, you should stop. By doing half an hour before that, you've gained your ben hashmoshes, no matter how long you calculate that, plus some tosefes, and you're very, very happy. Close to the das ben otam, of a kvark sam nuliyav, the das agarim, certainly vishma malacha, take a makar shkia, the mass of ben hashmoshes. So this idea that a person, you know, theoretically can be driving his car 45 minutes after shkia, Mishnah Berurah says, is not really true. Because we have to take into consideration the stars, and you have to take into consideration Ben Hashemoshes before the stars. You have to take into consideration Tosef Hashavas before the Ben Hashemoshes, before the stars. And so, practically, you don't get that much time after Shkia. Okay, so that's one point. Now, the go back to the Shir Ben Isma Ben Ishmosh is the one before this. So here the Bir Loch introduces the following question. There's machlokas in the Gemara. Tiner Biyuda Rabbi Yossi, when Menesh Moshe is this? Rabbi Yehuda says it's these 3/4 of a mil or 2/3 of a mil. So whenever the time starts, let's say for argument's sake, we'll work with the Gra right now. So as soon as the sun sets, Menesh Moshe starts, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it extends for 3/4 of a mil. Fine. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says that's called Yom still. After 3/4 of a mil passes, Benesh Moshe is, according to him, like the blink of an eye, and then Laila comes. Benesh Moshe is this mamash of an extremely short period of time, but it doesn't start till after 3/4 of a mil. The more originally contemplates that maybe Rabbi Yossi's shear is kaharifying, is somewhere during the 3/4 of a mil. The more comes out, no, it's not. It's afterwards. So it means according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still Yom. So you have an interesting situation. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vara Yom. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Lailas. You have a Sveik Sveik. If we pass like Rabbi Yossi, it's Yom. If we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Sofik Yom. So you have two Tzadim, then it's Yom. Right? Now, Shimon Ishmael says, the name of Shabbos, Lamed Hei Amrin, and the Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the Inyan Shabbos, the Halacha Rabbi Yossi, the Inyan Shuma. So Rabbi Yossi, Benesh Moshe Shabbos, you have to mark like Rabbi Yossi. So the Hainu, that Benesh Moshe's, there's Benesh Moshe's, then there's Harifai, and then there's Lila. You have to add the Harifai in it, however long that shear is, because it's not Lila until after the Harifai, according to Rabbi Yossi. Kain goes to the mikvah, and he wants to eat Truma. Can't eat Truma until after the Haravayan is added. So the more so we pass like Rabbi Yossi for Motzi Shabbos, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda for Erev Shabbos. So what does it mean? It means we're saying we don't know. So we're being machmir for Motzi Shabbos, you have to be machmir. For Erev Shabbos, you have to be machmir. L'chara yesh l'ayin. Even the time of Rabbi Yochanan, Shapoza came to whom he shum sveka, can mukha shum a gemara. Absolutely, machmir and rakling the rights of the second l'chumar. So now, I understand, you didn't want something to rise, so you have to be machmir. Maybe, okay, Motzi Shabbos, maybe it's still Yom. It's not Rabbi Yossi's Benesh Moshe's yet. So you need to add the Rabbi Yossi's Benesh Moshe's in also. But by their bottom, it's off of their bottom of the Kula. When you call a Shusim, I feel in this for the Gosser Lay Benesh Moshe's, even you tell me your Gosser and Shusim Benesh Moshe's, who rock Benesh Moshe's the Rabbi Yossi. Because by Benesh Moshe's the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Yom. So you have a Sop of their bottom of the Kula. Okay. So we have this case that this 3/4 of a mil that we're saying it's considered Safak Yerim, Safak Lail, and you have to count the Malacha, it's going back on what we said before in Sif Aleph, including the Rabbanans. Etc. So, Luchara, even though this is a good argument, but we have many Rishonim which are mashma, not like this. So, he quotes the Rambam, so that's the definition of the word phrase, Benesh Moshe. So, Minyan, Perach Abdal, Lachyud, Binyan, Shusim, Kosim, Stam, Benesh Moshe. Shafush, Yisacham, Shu, Benesh Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda. Osir Hashusin Hamurim Benesh Moshes. Amam, the Dabra the Zinan Bay Lakula Benesh Moshes, the Thinan Shu Lila, Gain Linyan Tanaj Yachid, I'm Barash, Masha Dibir Rush, the Hedel the Lusha Rash Rasham Mariana, the Huafila Benesh Moshes, the Behuda, the Fizanian Sirius Armor, the Dasa Mikil and Benesh Moshes, Simon Tapetes, Yim Mutafil Benesh Moshes, the Behuda. I don't need Vada Benesh Moshes. Even the sub of Benesh Moshes, i.e. Rehuda's Benesh Moshes, is enough for me to count Sira. Sira is not as a Darbonan, we're Makel to count Benesh Moshes, even Benesh Moshes of Rehuda. Okay. So that is that point. So that's a whole new layer of a conversation which we didn't have until now. Now, there's this long, long, long bir halacha, Metilas Hashkiyah, He brings the two Gemaras, the more in Pesachim and the more in the Shabbos and the Stira, and he brings the Ben Tam's answer.
What's the stir between the Gemara and Pesachim?
Like we said yesterday, I'm not going to get involved right now. So now, Abul Gra is al chelik al shita zu. So if you look, it's in page Lamed Gimel, right? It's in the wide lines of the Bir Lacha. It's the fifth line. Actually, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line, towards the end, about halfway through the line, there's a dot, and it says, Abul Gra is al chelik al shita zu. So the Shulchan Aruch just brought the shita of the Ben Tam. The Gra argues, Ve'ach b'kam arayish, and skiyas hachama, both Gemaras are referring to immediately after the sun sets. The sun sets, Ben Shmosha starts, it continues to 3/4 of a mil. So you should ask the question, we see that it takes much longer. So how can you tell me 3/4 of a mil? Who can much a cause of a grow up in Yudra? Shashir, Gemara, never rock, I'll if it bubble, or it's Israel. He's talking about Israel, but then the Seder, Shanoi to Yosef, Litzof, and Misar, Harb, Yosef, but Beos, which are much further north, it takes much longer. And the Yin Sepin Hashmosh, they know Meshach, Zman, Masuyim, and the Gemara, Lefek, Shalona. We don't really have a Gemara which addresses our place where we live in the north. What? How long does it take? So we have to calculate based on stars. We're not sure what's called benanim. So we wait till I'm sorry. He says the reason why you wait for katanim is because of the suffix, and the reason why you need mitzufim is because of Tosafos, as he says over there. So let me do a little more over here. Let's see the ground now. The Yadach Hashkiz Kuvashem Shmuel Oritz who Ben Hashmosh is Gomer Mechanal. Behemesh Shitoso Zois Lav Chadoshi. He's not the Grua. Sorry, Behiskim came in Chumas Meram Alashker. The Yadach Hashkiz Kuvashem is Haber Ben Hashmosh is Gomer. Behemesh Shom Shekain Tosu Beferish Agoinim. Harishanim Chubaseim. Behemem Ben Ashura Goin. Rav Hai Goin. Ben Nisim Goin. As soon as the sun sets, it's called Ben Shmoshes, you can't do bris anymore. They suggest that that's the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif and Rashi. It's a Ravon. Okay, so that's like this. Fine. Now take a look at the bottom line. There's in the note of the Ramaskal. Shushoshim milin revi, three and a quarter mil. I'm Primogodim, Dalmanim Hemshaw, Shobas will Ismanius. So Primogodim says that this is, we say the time it takes to walk a mil, that's a set time that doesn't change. In Cain, if he's a filo b'tkubas tamuz gam Cain, Ashir was there. Even the summer, the deep summer, that's how long it's going to take. I must have Michal's coin that died to the loch. I feel the shit about time. Our boss milim him is manuyos meakai. It's marikyos. So that's where you get your 72 minutes. That you always do 70 minutes, no matter what. That's the prima godam's understanding. The Michal's coin says that that's not true. Remember the break more rock was man nisim tishrei shayomim alei l'shavim. Mashen came b'shayomim mishtan ha'inyan lefi hazman. And he brings rise to that. Now, some people, there's two ways to do it. There's two ways to do that. So you say it changes. So a lot of people do it nowadays based on the degrees. You say, well, 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, in this time, the sun is X amount of degrees below the horizon, and after the 72 minutes, that's what we're going to do. A lot of people did not do it like that. They did it based on Shos Manios. They said, when a day is 12 hours from sunrise to sunset, this is 72 minutes. So it's basically one-tenth. 12 hours is 720 minutes. 72 minutes is one-tenth of that. So it's always one-tenth. So when the day is when the day extends to be 15 hours long, right? So it's now... an hour to be 90 minutes. That's how they did it based on Shosmanius type of approach, which is a theory, but it's not as precise as using it based on degrees.
When were degrees introduced for this calculation?
The Gra seems to understand. The Gra talks about, doesn't use, he has their word for degrees, whatever it is, but he seems to be introducing that idea already, talking about it. Okay, let's do Sif Gimel. Mishena Baki Bashira Zep, Zot the Machaber, if you're not sure exactly how long this thing is, these times, etc. Yadlik ba'orich Hashemesh b'roish hilados. So, when you see the sun is right by the tops of the trees, it's going to go below the horizon very soon, but it's still out. It's a good time to light your neighbors. If it's a cloudy day, yadlik hashatanagarlam yoshim alakara mi ba'ayim. The tanagarlams have a sense they can tell when the sun sets. If they're still out on the kora. So, light. Beam who besought a change from Tanagarlam, Yalik Kisharvim, Yershim, Imbodian. Okay. So, Shaburk, Roshilonis, Chapov, Averoshe, Hagagas, Hagvoyim, similar would be the houses which are similar height to the height of trees.
The sun,
yeah. Yamamonon, if he has a good clock, so then he has a good clock which can tell you when Shkia is supposed to be. It's running, it's not losing time or gaining time, whatever it is. So you're allowed to rely on that. Based on that, the prior Shkia is. So, this is the Mechaber talking, who's saying that that Tosefis is only after the sun sets, but halakha is there, as you should do before the sun sets. So your Mechaber, your mitzvah halakha is Neir Shabbos. Now, we paskin, a person likes Neir Shabbos before plag, we'll see later on, he's not Yartzei, the mitzvah, because it's not Nikir that you're lighting it for Shabbos. Person lights Neir Shabbos 10 o'clock in the morning. Erev Shabbos. I don't know why you're lighting the neighbors, or you're lighting neighbors because you want to have lights in your house. I mean, they didn't have electric light, so that was the light in the house. I don't know, it's not nicker why you're lighting it. You light it close to the before Shabbos. So even the Gemara is telling us, this is a Gemara, the Gemara is telling us that even though this Man of Tosefis is after Shkia, the Mechaber agrees that Halakas Neiris can be earlier, and it'll be totally in Plaga Mincha. Rosh Ilonis is close enough. Now it's nicker while you're lighting it. Luchara shouldn't be, a person should not be Nesem and Malacha through that. But you can't be Mekabel Shabbos yet. So it's I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure how this is going to work out according to the Mechaber.
He should still be allowed to do Malacha. He shouldn't be Nesar Malacha yet.
Correct. Okay, Dalit. Akhani is Baruch Hu, Avishadayin Yoim Hu. Once you say Baruch Hu and you're Mekabel Shabbos, so then Ein Ma'arvin Bein Toymin. So even though we said Ben Hashmoshes, you're allowed to be Ma'arv and Ruvi Chatzeris. You're allowed to be Duhatmona once, and the Mechaber, we said before, the Mechaber said even if the person was Mekabel Shabbos, the Ramah said the person Mekabel Shabbos, Shor Shtayim Kadem Chashecha, he can still tell the guy to do things, etc. And these heterim still exist. But once you say Baruch Hu, so you can't anymore. Meshum the Kabbalah Shabbos, the Hu Kibbalah Shabbos, Aleh, he was a Kabbalah Shabbos on himself. They don't have a mirror, Mr. Shalim Shabbos, can he is Baruch Hu Lididu. So the minute of saying what we refer to as Kabbalah Shabbos was only introduced later on. It wasn't Medin of the Gemara. It was so therefore the early Rishonim who did not do that said when they said Baruch Hu from Arav that they're Mekabel Shabbos. Nowadays we say Kiputim for Kabbalah, you know, Prakim of Tilm for Kabbalah Shabbos. You say Mr. Shalim Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos. That's the minute why the minig is that the Chazan does not stand by the Amid. He stands by the Bima because that's differentiated, that this is not part of the regular tefillahs. Actually, historically, there were places where not everybody would come for Kabbalah Shabbos. In some places nowadays, also people don't come for Kabbalah Shabbos, but that's for different reasons. People wanted to get together and come for Kabbalah Shabbos. You know, we wanted to take this new minig, would do it, and everybody else would come in time for Baruch Hu, for Marv. Fine. Let's leave the Mishaburas.